Hi, this is a subarctic beekeeper somewhere north of Fairbanks, Alaska, one of the many, and it is second week in October. My bees are in the bee barn, and I'm in the bee barn as well. I need to come and check on them. The temperature in here was a little high. When I brought the bees in here 2 weeks ago, it was 32 degrees Fahrenheit outside and in the bee barn. Upon getting all the hives in here, the temperature went up to about 53 degrees Fahrenheit. That was just from the bees generating their own heat from their activity. So in my bee barn, I have two thermostats. One that turns the heater on if the temperature goes below 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and one that turns cool air on, so it brings cool air in from outside, if the heat goes above 44 degrees Fahrenheit. So this way I try to keep the inside of the bee barn between those two temperatures. The idea is that it'll keep the bees' metabolism at a rate where they will have the least amount of consumption of their stores. It also puts them into a slower down metabolic rate so they can still keep the queen warm. They're not so cold that they die, but they're not so active that they eat everything and then end up starving to death, or eating everything and ending up with dysentery. All of my colonies are large and all in one box, and on top of those boxes are what I call a sugar shim. People call it candy board, and on top of that is the lid. And then I've taped all the seams. The only entrance is a bottom entrance, and all of my hives have open bottom boards. I do have two colonies that ended up with closed bottom boards, the old school wooden archaic bottom boards. And that was only because I ran out of hive equipment. And I had some colonies that needed to be separated because they had two queens in them. So far, so good. I'm seeing a lot of reduced activity. My one hive that has been angry with me all summer is still walking around the entrance patrolling. I cleaned up the dead bees on the floor. It was about a pound's worth. That's typical. That's summer die-off. It's normal in the winter to see a lot of dead bees out front of the hive. My colonies are still strong. You can probably hear the fan going. I have a fan up on the ceiling, and that's just to keep the air circulating in here to make sure that the heat doesn't all rise to the top. So the temperature in here was a little bit high. I was having a hard time getting it down below 44. And so in the door to this bee barn, I have two holes, one that has the doorknob and one that's for a deadbolt lock. I didn't put the deadbolt in, so there's a hole, and I keep that plugged up. But at times it serves well as a vent to let some cold air in. I have an Arctic entryway on the front of this bee barn so that when I walk in, the bee barn is still closed up. It's what some people call a mudroom, uninsulated, so it's kind of cool in there. That way, the bees don't see any light. What I do have in here so that I can see is a red light bulb. And it's a true red light bulb. It's not one that's been painted red. It's not a heat lamp. When a heat lamp goes off, it attracts the bees. We don't want that. So the red light allows me to see what's happening. The bees don't see red, so for them it's still dark. In front of my hives, I have a piece of plywood covering the entrance slanted so that fresh air can still go inside. And if I get a heat spike, like something happens with the temperature going up high and the bees get this urge to get out and do a cleansing flight, they can't fly all over without being able to find their way back into the hive. I also have some foam board insulation on top of the hives. It's just laying across the hives. I thought I'd put it to use. I'm looking at hive number 4B1, and there's a bee climbing around the outside looking for something. Maybe she just hears me talking. That's it for now. And also, take care and take care of your bees. Stay warm.